That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Well, good evening. It's Elizabeth Joyce, and this is the last Sunday in December 2025. And 2025 has been a number 9 year. It represents endings, closures. And tonight I'm letting you know that this will be my last program on BBS Radio. I have been here for 15 years, and it's time to bring the podcast to a close. Yes, there is a sadness, but it's what I need to do, both for my health and well-being. I have enjoyed every minute of preparing these shows for you, and I have created a history of what's gone on with the world through the 2020s. Tonight we're going to talk about the new moon in Cancer and what's coming in January, as well as the energy of this new year. So let's begin. 2026 will be an enormous year with quite different, eventful, fast-moving energy. The winter solstice was a very subtle but powerful event. Everything is manifested from consciousness, and as we move through January and look back, we will see that this winter solstice brought us a turning point for humanity. We are becoming more multidimensional beings and will be experiencing life by themes rather than month by month. That's very interesting to me. The difference between our individual realities will be much greater. We are moving into a malleable, fluid reality, much less dense and tangible. 2026, which is a 1 year, the year of new beginnings, will feel like a more peaceful year for many of us. It will be difficult to be able to pin down the details. Realities will become abstract in a very good way. The full supermoon occurs in Cancer on Saturday, January 3rd. There is a lot of hard energy and dynamism happening at this time. The moon, because it's closer to the earth, it will give a stronger pull to our psyches, as well as the tides and our tectonic plates. Greater seismic potential is always possible, particularly at a full super moon. In various forms of expression, earthquakes, volcanoes, and higher tides. We are seeing a greater amount of volcanic activity in 2025. Even though the year is coming to an end, it's already the sixth most seismic year on record. All I have been feeling throughout the year concerning seismic activity has happened. We will see more of this activity in 2026. The sun and moon are opposite at 13 degrees Cancer, Capricorn. They conjunct the sun in the USA chart. The sun represents the leadership in any country. So this full moon shines a light on its leader, Donald J. Trump. The sun of the USA is on the cusp of the 7th, 8th house. The 7th house is the house of partnerships. It rules foreign nations. The 8th house is other people's money, the investments in the U.S., the status of the U.S. dollar. It also affects the 9th house, which brings legalities, very important legal issues. It will be interesting to watch what unfolds. See where 13 degrees of Cancer falls in your chart. It could be a culmination, a closure, or a shining bright light on something you're not aware of. The moon actually rules Cancer and is very strong here in its own sign. Cancer, a cardinal sign, is very psychically sensitive, caring, nurturing, emotionally expressive, and in this case, emotionally expressive as it conjuncts Jupiter, and that expands. It has strong motherly qualities and instinctively understands what other people need to feel nurtured. It conjuncts at 5 p.m. on January 3rd, Eastern Time. It could be very emotional, loving, and caring. What can I do to help type of energy? It's also a cardinal water sign, so we could see some big water issues or a big snowfall. Neptune now direct is at 29 degrees Pisces, sitting at the base of the U.S. chart. Right now there's some catastrophic flooding in the Northwest and Southern California, Washington State, Oregon, Montana. Neptune stays at that uninterrupted degree until January 26th. We're at the end of illusion, the end of the old world, the end of lies and deceits in many ways. At this full moon, there are four planets in Capricorn, which is a very practical sign. Saturn rules Capricorn. How can we make our future practical? How can we build for the long term? I have lots of new ideas along with future vision. How can I manifest this into reality? Capricorn is the best sign for manifestation, for making your idea alive and well in the real world. We also have the Venus-Mars conjunction, which come together every 2 to 3 years. However, the conjunction with the Sun only happens every 6.5 years. So this is called a seed point, especially since we're going into the 0 degrees Aries next month. This is a seed point with extra power. Capricorn, Jupiter, Venus, Mars, they are in perfect balance at 12, 13, and 14 degrees, and highlighted with the full super moon. This seems like a rebalancing of the divine, masculine, and feminine. We have been dominated by the masculine over hundreds of thousands of years. Now, this year, 2026, we have the return of the feminine. It's an important theme as we go through this next year. As the feminine energies return to powerful positions, we have some very important months ahead, and this energy will be with us all year, and will be especially powerful at the Aries fall equinox. That's just before the 2026 midterms. Uranus will stay at 27 degrees all month. This can be linked to public figures losing power if they lack honesty or integrity. A lot of young people were rising up against the Bulgarian government in December, and the government has now fallen. The Nepal government, as well as the Thai government this last year. We could see individuals falling from power in the U.S. Uranus is hovering around 27 degrees, so this will be all of January and ongoing into mid-March. We could see some interesting development with leaders and people in the public eye. We have shimmering, regenerating moonlight along with this earth energy. A rebirth of a new earth along with a higher love vibration. All of this January energy is lifting us up to a higher octave of consciousness. It's no longer about our day-to-day consciousness, but a huge shift in the group consciousness led by Pluto and Aquarius, a shift that will be the best possible way. We come together in our soul tribe, still expressing our unique essence and sharing our unique gifts, but coming together to work collaboratively to create a better world into this higher octave of consciousness. We are ascending. We are moving into a higher love consciousness that goes beyond personal love, a very high worldview, a cosmic worldview, born of our spiritual and creative power as individuals, coming together in community and collaboration, coming out of chaos, not recreating out of chaos, but raising our vibration first into joy by way of music, singing, dancing to create that higher frequency of joy and freedom. Spiritual frequency, where we sing and dance the world into a new expression of joy, not from a lower density of chaos. This is how we now manifest, by understanding our frequency. This is a very strong expression, a cardinal grand cross of rebirth. We are experiencing a rebirth into a higher state of being. We're coming into perfect balance with the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine, the yin and the yang energies, receptively love to hold sacred space and receive, rather than push and effort, what we've known in our world as the masculine energy. Jupiter squares Chiron and is expanding the rebelliousness, the revolutionary energy. We'll be seeing a lot of revolutionary energy in 2026, which brings in the potential for healing. The potential for healing our earth will grow even stronger, especially in the summer months when Chiron moves back into Taurus briefly before moving ahead in Gemini. Saturn and Neptune in Pisces are making real the dream, coming together for the great reset on February 20th. This is where we're at as we look at the devastation of our Earth, the toxicity, the pollution of our oceans, rivers, water, the land, the expression of toxicity in our society, the fires, the destruction of the cities, each other, war, hunger, poverty, children, murders, and it's pretty devastating. Most of us think, how can we possibly deal with all of these issues and problems? It's been so overwhelming. What we have to do is raise our frequency to a higher level, and that's actually a shortcut. If we can raise our consciousness, our frequency, where we can have a sense of oneness and connection, that we are connected with other human beings, it will be impossible possible to hurt another human being or animal or go to war to create hunger and disease for others. It would be unthinkable, and that's the shortcut. The long way around is we've got to have a plan. We've got to do A, B, C. We've got to raise the money to get to do whatever. That's the long way, the linear, logical, 3D way. Whereas the shortcut is raising our consciousness. That's why in the middle 2000s, I set up a healing meditation room on my website, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. from wherever you are. Write it down tonight. This is my last program, but we will continue with the 7:30 p.m. Sunday night meditation worldwide. It has set up a very bright circle of light for everyone and grows stronger every time you join in. And it's all for free. We all can do this. So please join in. It's clear that in order to realize our dream, to manifest our desire and intention, we have to raise our consciousness and connect to our natural cycles, the rhythm with nature, and honor and harmonize with the earth as well as the divine. Honor her. Do not exploit, rape, or trash her. Care for your planet, planet Earth. The conjunction of Venus and Mars comes together on January 7th, which is why I said new energies come together by January 8th. Then they all will be in place. An amazing fact is, at the moment that this super full moon becomes exact, the outer planets do. It's like a marching band being in step, leaving the shadows across the earth. The sun and the moon align with Russia, Ukraine, and Saudi Arabia, while skimming the east coast of Australia. Uranus hits the icy of Peru, Colombia, skimming the west coast of South America. Also skimming Washington, D.C., New York, and eastern Canada, and the Midheaven hits leadership of Russia, Mongolia, China, and Thailand. So be aware of the countries that I say to you. This is the geography and may manifest more fully in some kind of world news. Keep watching. It will be interesting to see what appears at that time. The astrology becomes intense around January 9th. We have the Sun, Venus, Mars in a tight conjunction at 19 degrees Capricorn, with Jupiter, the moon, opposing these three planets at 20 degrees of Cancer. There is a very strong pull by Jupiter on these three planets. We're looking at the sun, our future, looking very positive, opposing Jupiter and the moon. This could bring an event, possibly extreme weather in the locations mentioned. We just don't know. We have to wait and see. I do think that in 2026, we will have some very strong earth events, extreme weather. It's important to stay in peace for as much as you can. We need to be in the heart coherence most of the time. Heart coherence is one of the keys to the kingdom as we walk through 2026. There is more positives than negatives this coming year. So much expansion and growth. Do what you can to embrace it and be a part of these uplifting higher vibrational energies. We're going to take a break now for our half-hour break and our weekly cosmic tip. I'll be back after this with your January forecast for 2026. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Week of December 29th through January 5th, 2026. The Mercury Chiron trine on December 28th, which is today, supports healing dialogue, while Mercury square to Saturn on December 30th reminds you to choose your words carefully and take responsibility for what you say. Welcome to 2026. The first month of this year, in particular, brings some striking changes in the quality of time. Neptune moves into Aries at the end of January, and Saturn follows in mid-February. At the end of February, on the 20th, they meet in a conjunction in the first degree of Aries, probably the most significant constellation of the year, if not the century. Uranus also changes sign. In April, it finally enters Gemini for good. It has a 165-year cycle, so it will be in Gemini for a while. Thus, in 2026, all of the outer planets will have completed their sign changes. They introduce new themes into our lives that we must face. This kind of energy has not been on the planet for eons and eons. There is no record of how it affects us humans to date. Nobody gets past Neptune in January. It's in the last degree of Pisces and moves into Aries at the end of the month. The area between Pisces and Aries is called a cosmic fissure. It is both an ending and a beginning. Every planet that changes signs in these weeks forms an aspect to Neptune, which lingers in this zone between no longer and no not yet. Sensitive people do not always find the feelings linked to this easy to handle, yet they can open the door to profound spiritual insights. This theme shows up right on January 1st, when Mercury forms a square to Neptune while moving into Capricorn. Although Mercury in Capricorn represents clear thinking, thoughts and perceptions can feel noticeably foggy and subjective on this day. Rumors and misunderstandings are also likely. Luckily, this phase is brief. Best to postpone important decisions until the next day if you cannot concentrate or find it hard to judge facts adequately. On Monday, the universe gifts us with an excellent date for romance for singles and married couples. Monday and Tuesday are great days, overflowing with bounty and holiday cheer. With the end of the year so close, there could be an impulse to brood over the year that just passed by, 2025, which is a 9-year of letting go. But thankfully, the fun and the joy of New Year's Eve and New Year's Day strikes off any negative results and any negative thoughts and ends the number 9 year on a positive note. If you didn't have any festivals planned, don't hesitate to reach out and set up some spontaneous plans. Instead of dinner out or expensive nightclubs, hanging out with friends, family, and your partner at home will offer you just as much fun. You may wake up on New Year's Day with your mind buzzing with plans and programs for 2026, but aren't able to come up with the physical will to bring them into a reality yet. The universe wants you to enjoy the holiday, lazing around, daydreaming, watching football and movies, or just snuggling with your sweetie. There will be plenty of time to get to work in the next weeks and months, so don't guilt yourself into productivity. You may want to take this entire week off because the low energy continues right through January 3rd with the full super moon in Cancer. This Cancer full moon is urging us to move on from anything toxic, domineering romantic relationships in order to build a more nourishing domestic and family situation. Sunday, which is Little Christmas, that's the day that the wise men arrived at the manger. It's the best day for this holiday week, filled with excitement and spontaneity, along with a sense of emotional grounding. It's a perfect weekend for romance as long as you're sharing with a balanced partner. Put personal and professional plans on the back burner for the first 9 days of January and do nothing but enjoy the pleasures that life has to offer. It's the ideal time to get your love life back into balance. If you're in a problematic Me First relationship, you may find the strength to break away completely. With this new cosmic reset, you have the opportunity to build the home life of your dreams over the next 12 months through whatever your decision is this weekend. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Embracing Spiritual Frontiers. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some reading time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. My email is elizabeth@new-visions.com. Thank you for listening. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce, the author of Mysteries Revealed Beyond Mortal Boundaries. In 2023, I suffered a stroke that changed everything, laying in the hospital in Boca Raton, Florida. In ICU for 5 days, I began speaking to my guides, realizing that I had crossed into an area between the worlds. Yet I healed through my own voice, recording a weekly radio show, one sentence at a time. Spirit led me from struggle and betrayal back to peace. From a Florida hospital to my ancestral home in New Hampshire, teaching me that miracles are born in our darkest hours. Mysteries Revealed shares what I learned beyond the veil, the awakening of the new spiritual chakras which I had received through spirit in 2014, the eternal nature of the soul, and the power of divine love to heal the body. Join me and discover the light that waits for us beyond mortal boundaries, now available on Amazon.com and major bookstores.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, a magic day, he passed my way. And while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me: the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. Mm-hmm. greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
Hello, we're back. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're done with our break and our weekly cosmic tip. And that song was Nature Boy by Nat King Cole. Now I'm going to bring you the Stargazing Report for January, sign by sign. That's what I wanted to leave you with, because January opens the new year of 2026 with a big bang. This month's events are likely to shock and surprise everybody, beginning with a sudden development that captures global attention. As the month unfolds, events will increase collective awareness of what must be examined, addressed, and changed within humanity. So we're really going to start to pay attention to what we have refused to learn and adapt to collectively. It's going to be quite an explosive year, and you'll just have to wait and see what comes along. Let's start with the moon signs in January. The full moon is in Cancer on January 3rd, and it opposes Mars in Capricorn. Put business and professional matters on hold this week. Smile, laugh, kick back, and enjoy what life has to offer. January 18th, there's a new moon in Capricorn, and that brings a time to meet someone who is both loving and kind. It's an ideal time to make some long-term plans with someone who is both romantic, kind, and loyal. That's a rare thing. So we'll go on to the personal signs, beginning with Aries. Aries, as 2026 opens, we have four planets in Capricorn. Time to focus on career and financial goals. After the 20th, when the energy moves into Aquarius, is the time for socializing and getting out into the community. With the Cancer full moon on the 3rd, you have a desire to refurbish or redecorate your home. Watch out for misunderstandings with your partner, roommate, or landlord mid-month. The new moon in Capricorn brings in one of the best times in 2026 for a promotion, a raise, or a job change. It is certainly time for you to move up that ladder, Aries. Taurus. At January's full moon on the 3rd, it's time to think about taking big risks and planning adventures. You've got the skills and the confidence to recalibrate and move up in the world. Life is likely to feel hectic and busy. If you need something in your life to change, this is the time to do it. After we enter the Aquarius season, you are especially charming. You can make good impressions on new people and first dates. Follow your curiosity at month's end, and you just might find something great. Gemini. As the new year opens, you are finishing last year's endings and beginning to focus on this next year. It's an excellent time to think strategically about the year ahead. When the sun moves into Aquarius on the 20th, you enter one of the most adventurous times of the year. You are hungering for meaning and purpose. Don't be afraid to spend money on things that will seriously improve your life quality. Put your nose to the grindstone at month's end, and you'll make genuinely incredible progress. Cancer. As January opens up the new year, family and close relationships are the focus. It's a great time for meeting new people, going on a first date, or fixing a relationship that's been slightly off balance. When the energies move into Aquarius on the 20th, It's time to work on kicking bad habits and changing yourself and your relationships for the better. In this new era, deeper transformations are within reach. Your instincts are on point, so trust your gut reaction, even if sometimes it's not logical. Spend time with friends who lift you up at month's end. Leo. As January opens 2026, you couldn't find a better time to get your ducks in a row. Take time to organize and get ready because you don't have to rush. When the energy moves into Aquarius on the 20th, be ready to think creatively. Work out a plan on how to balance your unique needs with your family and those people closest to you. Impulsive actions may cause problems that month end. Be prepared for conflicts and don't lose your cool. Virgo. January brings the time to open up your creativity, express yourself, and live a little. You're a lot more charming and appealing to others than you realize. When the sun and other planets move into Aquarius, your attention shifts to your daily routine. Don't be hesitant to make some changes and to do things differently. At the Cancer full moon on the 3rd, emotions and drama could appear in your group relationships and community. Don't rush to take sides. The best thing you can do is to listen and offer support. If you meet someone new at month's end, the relationship could wind up to be destiny and long-lasting. Libra. Early January is an ideal time to make sure all is in order with your finances and responsibilities. Tidying up the home or redecorating can uplift your spirits. As the planets move into Aquarius mid-month, the energy ushers in one of the most romantic and creative periods of the year. Any projects you have been working on for the past few months could pay off now in a big way. It's a good time for dating, visiting friends, and hosting a dinner party in your home. At month's end, no goal is out of reach. So go ahead, Libra, and take that risk. Scorpio. As the new year opens, expect to be especially busy at work, as well as with your social life. You're someone who likes to plan things out, but sometimes a spontaneous leap of faith can bring you exactly what you want. Conversations with friends, siblings, or children could change your entire outlook on life. As the planets move into Aquarius, your mind becomes crystal clear, and you could come up with an inspired solution to a problem. At month's end, it's an ideal time for socializing, taking a two-week getaway, and enjoying life. Sagittarius. As January opens, you find yourself checking out your value system. Are you in alignment with it? You are averse to taking any risks currently. You work to pay off debt, settle some scores, and get or give a long-needed apology. If security is what you need, then lean into it while strengthening your self-esteem. At mid-month, when several planets move into Aquarius, you'll be a lot busier. Be assertive, especially when it comes to working negotiations. You'll find a perfect solution to some problems at month's end. Capricorn. With all these Capricorn planets moving through your sign as January opens, the ball is in your court. Don't hesitate to assert yourself. The more direct you are, the more likely you'll get what you want. The next challenge you have is on your finances. Focus on your money plans, your budgets, as well as your savings. Be sure not to spend extravagantly. Take a look at your close relationships and friends. If things are good, then be thankful for what you have. If not, Take the time to straighten things out. Aquarius. After a busy holiday season, January brings a time to reflect and to rest up at the Capricorn full moon and focus on your long-term goals for 2026. Then get ready to put them into action. Take stock of your habits and routine to see if they are hindering you or helping you. Then choose what you need to leave behind. The time to make small but powerful changes is now. The first half of the month is the time to tackle the hardest tasks or handle some delicate conversations. Month's end is likely to be intense, but you're strong and powerful enough to go after exactly what you want. Pisces. As the new year kicks off, it feels great to give your attention to family and community. The energy invites you to open your heart to the people you love. Now isn't the time to hold back or play it cool. Express yourself and be creative. Your social network is very powerful, so don't underestimate it. Through a group, you can meet a new friend and connect with someone who could seriously help you in the future. Month end opens you to the opportunity to make a big life change with courage, imagination, and common sense. That's the end of our show. It's been a pleasure to work with you all this time. And I'll be doing some videos occasionally on YouTube, so look for me there in the future. Please make sure that you buy the new book, Mysteries Revealed. There's so much information in it for you that's very heartwarming. Also, I'm in the process of writing a novel about the Three-Eye Atlas. The name of it is Caught at the Edge, and it'll be available on Amazon.com and various bookstores January 11th. Thank you for listening for as long as you have, and it's been a pleasure to be with you. We still have the meditation and wonderful music, so stick around for that. It's important that you do. Wishing you a blessed, abundant, and fulfilling new year. Thank you for everything, and good night.
water. It's known by many names, the Muslim call it God, the Hindu call it Pani, the Christian call it water, but to the cloud it's all the same. In all the world nothing soothes the pain like water, dear sister water. If I could wash away the world, if I could wash away the words, if I could wash away the wars over the world, if I could fill the rivers up, because we all drink from the same cup. It's known by many names, but to our hearts it's all the same. Oh, I can call it water, but I can also call it honey. Oh, God.
My window
take me to the stars tonight? Will you take me high and far tonight, sweet moonlight? Burn on my window. Oh, sweet moonlight, moonlight on my window. Will you take me to my dream? You carry me on your beams tonight, sweet moonlight, moonlight on my window. Oh, sweet moonlight, oh, take me to the stars.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and tonight our meditation is Embracing the New World Energies. Close your eyes. Make sure you're sitting with your spine straight, both feet flat on the floor, uncrossed. Take a deep breath. Feel the ground beneath you and the earth preparing for her new frequency. Now, imagine a beam of soft white gold light descending from above your head, coming in through the eighth chakra. This is the December 19th energy pulse. Let it enter your crown chakra and fill your body with warmth. Feel the light going down to the root chakra, filling your body with warmth. Now imagine a second beam, a silver green light, flowing into your heart. This is the February 20th reset. Let it settle into your chest like a new rhythm. Now imagine a third beam of radiant golden sunfire light. The color is amber. It's expanding out from your heart. This is the May 2026 energy. It brings in stage two, your emergence, both physical and spiritual. Let the three lights merge. White gold, silver green, and sunfire, forming a single field circling around you. You are inside the circle of light. You are inside the new world energy. You are aligned with the cosmic rhythm. You are vibrating and ascending. You are becoming a part of the new awakening. Take another deep breath. Release it slowly. And when you open your eyes, you can carry this new frequency with you. You are ready to embrace the new world. You are ready. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and tonight our meditation is Embracing the New World Energies. Close your eyes. Make sure you're sitting with your spine straight, both feet flat on the floor, uncrossed. Take a deep breath. Feel the ground beneath you and the earth preparing for her new frequency. Now, imagine a beam of soft white gold light descending from above your head, coming in through the eighth chakra. This is the December 19th energy pulse. Let it enter your crown chakra. fill your body with warmth. Feel the light going down to the root chakra, filling your body with warmth. Now imagine a second beam, a silver green light, flowing into your heart. This is the February 20th reset. Let it settle into your chest like a new rhythm. Now imagine a third beam of radiant golden sunfire light. The color is amber. It's expanding out from your heart. This is the May 2026 energy. It brings in stage two, your emergence, both physical and spiritual. Let the three lights merge. White gold, silver green, and sunfire, forming a single field circling around you. You are inside the circle of light. You are inside the new world energy. You are aligned with the cosmic rhythm. You are vibrating and ascending. You are becoming a part of the new awakening. Take another deep breath. Release it slowly. And when you open your eyes, you can carry this new frequency with you. You are ready to embrace the new world. You are ready.